Chapter 37. Madam. I'm sitting in the park, watching the smoke, when a shadow falls across my lap. I look up. It's Andy again. "Hey, Dougie," he says with a grin. "Hi," I say. He sits down on the grass beside my wheelchair. "How's it going?"
"Okay."
"How you feeling?"
"Okay."
We sit for a while. That's pretty much all I do these days. Sit and watch the smoke. "So, what's new?"
"Not much."
"That's cool." We sit for a while longer, and nobody bothers us. I can hear the train in the distance. You can almost always hear the train, but you never actually see it. Andy says, "It's nice here."
"I suppose."
We sit for a while longer, watching the plume of black smoke over the horizon. The fire is always there, always burning, but it never gets closer. Some days, I can smell it. They say it's been burning for years. "Well, I gotta go," Andy says.
"Okay."
"I'll see you later."
"I know."
I watch him walk away. After a while, the orderlies come and wheel me back inside through glass doors that read, "Madam Hospital, Burn Unit." They wheel me down the long white hall. I look into the rooms as we pass, at all the blackened, melted people. The smell of red phosphorus and burnt plastic is everywhere. "My grandfather is here someplace," they tell me. "But no one seems to be able to find him. I hope he doesn't find out what I did to his train." The orderlies lift me from my chair and lay me out on my bed. I stare at the ceiling for a few minutes, then turn my head and find Andy sitting there. "Hey, Dougie," he says with a grin.
"Hi,"
I say. "How's it going?"
"Okay."
"How you feeling?"
"Okay."
"Nice room." "It stinks in here." "You'll get used to it."
"I suppose," I say. "But I think that I'll never get used to the smell of burnt plastic."
"Well, I gotta go," Andy says.
"Andy?"
"What?"
"Are you really here?"
"Sure I am."
"You were really there all the time, weren't you?"
"You're my best friend. I'll never leave you."
"Okay."
"I'll see you later."
"I know."